I am Josh Lorenz from South Hour, and I'm doing decolonization in South Africa.
So what was the decolonization of South Africa?
This was when South Africa gained their independence in most areas that weren't controlled by them, such as when they got it from Britain in a non-fighting way, and also from Portuguese, but that was more of a fighting, kind of bloodier time for them to gain their independence. And the last part was when the black majority took power after a democratic election in 1994.
Were there any figures of this decolonization that were really prominent?
What do you mean by figures?
People.
Nelson Mandela was a very famous figure. After he was released from prison, after he was in there for 30 years, he helped get rid of apartheid, which was the segregation laws that kept blacks from whites, and he helped get rid of this in 1994 by writing up a new constitution for South Africa along with F.W.D. Klerk.
And how did the people react to this?
Well, the people thought it was good for their country that because it lasted, these laws lasted up till the 1990s, which was after all the segregation in the U.S. And so everyone knew about their situation in South Africa, and they felt like it should come to an end, and it should have a long time ago.
And how did this affect the Cold War?
The segregation in South Africa kind of was caused by the Cold War, and this was the segregation started caused by the Cold War, and it ended with kind of along with the Cold War. Like, once the Cold War ended, they kind of realized that these laws shouldn't be upheld and kept in their society.
So, any final words?
No.
Thank you.